This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasang with the news. The headlines first. Holi, the festival of colors, being observed with much fanfare in hilly areas, including the capital city today. Government requests public to abstain gatherings and hurling balloons in this holy due to coronavirus fear. Health condition of Prime Minister KP Sharma only improving gradually, and China outside Hubei province reports zero transmitted cases of coronavirus. Now the news in detail. Fagu Purnima, Holi, the festival of colors, is being observed with much fanfare in hilly areas, including the capital city today. The festival will be observed tomorrow in the Tarai region. The festival, also called Spring Festival, marks the arrival of spring and the harvest season. The first day of the festival is called Holika Dahan and the second day is called Holi. However, this year the government has requested people to abstain playing colors and waters and hurling balloons due to coronavirus fear. The World Health Organization has put Nepal at high risk of the infection. Among various cultural festivals celebrated in Nepal, the Fagu Purnima carries its own speciality and significance. People from old to young age enjoy the festival with enthusiasm. According to a Hindu myth, demon king Hiranyakashyap, who was unhappy with his son Prahlad for his wholehearted devotion to the god Vishnu, ordered his sister Holika to kill Prahlad. Following her brother's instruction, Holika, who had a boon from the god that fire would not harm her, sat on a fire with Prahlad on her lap but was burned to death, while Prahlad remained unhurt due to the blessing of god Vishnu. From then onwards, the festival, also known as Holi, is celebrated by smearing color with enjoyment. There is also a saying that Lord Vishnu had told Holika that the boon she had received would be meaningless if it was misused. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended her best wishes of happy, peace and prosperity to all Nepalis on the occasion of Fagu Purnima this year. In a message of best wishes, President Bidya Devi Bhandari wished that Festival of Color would inspire all to conserve and protect original culture of the country. She expressed hope that the festival may contribute to maintain social harmony, tolerance, national unity and solidarity among all Nepalis in the culturally diverse society. Similarly, President of Nepali Congress Sherbahadur Deuba has offered his best wishes to all Nepalis on this occasion. The Trivun University Teaching Hospital has informed that Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health is gradually improving. Issuing a press release yesterday, the hospital informed that balanced food had started to be given to Prime Minister Oli and the Prime Minister was helped for regular walking. The Trivun University Teaching Hospital Executive Director Professor Dr. Prem Krishna Khadga informed that health indicators of the Prime Minister Oli were also normal. Likewise, the hospital informed that the health of the kidney donor Samiksha Sangrala was also gradually improving. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has asked the party leaders, party cadres rather, not to get disturbed from the minor misunderstanding surfaced at the party's top leadership. At a program in Chitwan yesterday, Chairman Dahal urged the Communist Party cadres to quit such feelings. On the occasion, Chairman Prachanda said that there was no problem at the party's top leadership and directed the party cadres at the lower committees to work for the party building. Likewise, Communist Party Chairman also urged the party leaders and cadres to expand the party's activities at the grassroots level and talk to the people about the party's plans of action and government's performance. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has urged all the democratic forces to come together for defending democracy and federalism in the country. Addressing a program organized by GP Koirala Foundation Province 2 Committee in Janakpur yesterday, Leader Dr. Koirala stressed on the need of unity among the democratic forces. Meantime, he also blamed the government of making the democratic values and federalism weak. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. The Melamchi Drinking Water Project has no threat of novel coronavirus. Senior Division Engineer of the project, Kamal Rai Srestha, said the construction work was smoothly going on. He added that the work was expedited to meet the target of supplying drinking water in Kathmandu Valley by upcoming July. The National Pride Project is near completion as little construction is left now. The Chinese Sino-Hydro Project is undertaking the project, but it is not affected by the coronavirus threat. He added that the work was expedited to meet the target of supplying drinking water in Kathmandu Valley by upcoming July. The brave work of Nepal Army's peacekeeping mission in defusing explosives in Mali conflict-hit African country has been hailed across the globe. A peacekeeping mission of 140 army personnel led by Lieutenant Colonel Dinesh Banya is actively working in Mali. The mission is focused on defusing the explosives. First commander of mission, peace mission rather, in Mali, Dennis Gillanspoor, decorated Nepali peace mission with UN medal, lauding its contribution to bring significant improvements in Mali's peace and security situation. Similarly, Sector Commander Bubert Abiotoen observed that he was feeling proud of getting opportunity to work together with disciplined, professional and bold Nepal Army. The police have arrested a person accused of taking 25 million rupees from various persons promising to send them Malta and Kuwait. The police made 38 years old Baburam Srestha public in Kathmandu yesterday as he had been accused of collecting 25 million rupees promising them of sending Kuwait and Malta. Metropolitan Police Circle spokesperson Hobindra Bogati said accused Srestha had taken 600,000 rupees from each of 26 people. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. China outside Hubei province reported no new locally transmitted cases of coronavirus on Sunday for the second straight day, while 36 were reported in Wuhan. Officials say China had 40 new confirmed cases of coronavirus infections on Sunday, down from 44 cases a day earlier and lowest number since the health authorities started publishing nationwide data on January 20. Of the new cases on Sunday, 36 were new infections in Wuhan, the provincial capital of Hubei, while the remaining 4 in Gansu province were imported from Iran. The new cases on Sunday bring the total accumulated number of confirmed cases in mainland China to 80,735. The day toll from the outbreak in reached 3,119 as of the end of Sunday, up to 22 from the previous day. The day toll from the coronavirus outbreak in Italy has jumped by at least 133 in the past 24 hours, bringing its total to 366. Italy imposed a quarantine in Lombardy and other severely affected areas, affecting some 16 million people as it stepped up efforts to tackle Europe's largest outbreak. The move came as the struggles to contain the virus spread, with 1,247 new cases detected in the last 24 hours, a 25% surge. As of Sunday, Italy confirmed 7,375 infections. Meanwhile, in Saudi Arabia, authorities locked down the eastern Qatif region in a bid to contain the fast-spreading virus. Also on Sunday, Iran reported 49 new coronavirus fatalities over the past 24 hours, bringing its death toll to 194. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern hill region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 22.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 5.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Holi, the festival of colors being observed with much fanfare in hilly areas including the capital city today. Government requests public to abstain gatherings and hurling balloons in this Holi due to coronavirus fear. Health condition of Prime Minister KP Sharma only improving gradually. And China outside Hubei province reports zero transmitted cases of coronavirus. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.